Sally J. Catch from KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City. I just wanted to ask you about your overall impressions of the performance. I know you didn't play a ton on Saturday, but your overall impressions of the performance against Portland State.
It was good. Coach Hill had some goals for our defense on game day, and we stuck to it. We stuck to the plan, and I was just listening to him and following the game plan that he had set out for us. Ensured our performance on Saturday, and so it was good. It was good for our defense just to get our hands wet. So I thought our performance was really good.
Were you hoping to play a little bit more than you actually did, though?
Going out there on Saturday, it was good. They kind of pulled us after second quarter, and going into the second half, and so overall, I think it was good. It was good because it was good to see some of the other guys get out there and play, do their thing. And I think that's what made it a really fun game to just see all the guys out there on that day.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Ciali, a little bit on that note. Kalani was just talking about how all of the guys were getting amped up for their teammates' playing time and big plays down the stretch. And we saw a bunch of you guys dancing during the fourth quarter break to when they hit turbulence and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
How juiced up do you get when you see one of your teammates make a big play, like Jack's scoop and score or the blocked field goal by JT? Just how amped up, how juiced do those kinds of plays make you when you see them?
Oh, like an insane amount. Like, you have no idea, because in practice, that's what we've practiced. Like, we already knew we were going to get one. It was just a matter of time. Like, we practiced that block. We practiced that field goal block every single day of last week, and we already knew that if we got that opportunity out there in game, that we were going to get one. And just seeing all the puzzle pieces fall into place, and for that to happen, it was crazy just to see our hard work pay off, especially during the off season and fall camp as well. Just to realize that we were able to play our assignment and technique the way that we were taught, and for that to be the outcome was amazing. And so, like, and also just to see other people get in there, like all our other brothers getting in there making plays, and it's just a crazy atmosphere on the sideline. We all wouldn't want to be any other place than that.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yes, y'all, I got two questions for you. One, how are you kind of meshing with Che Bryant Strother playing Mac, what's he brought as far as experience to the group and to help you as well?
Yeah, it's good. He's a veteran in the game, man. He's played lots of games, so he has a lot of knowledge under his belt. As well as we are, one thing Coach Anna has all the linebackers know is the depth chart is always living, breathing, and so it's a living, breathing organism, so it can change at any time. And so I'm always competing. We're always competing for that spot. Even in season, and just that competition between me and him, it makes me better as a player, just trying to become better of myself and on that field. And so love Che. He's an amazing athlete. He's got a lot of talents, and yeah.
Then I wanted to ask you about Stanford. They used to be a big player in the recruiting Utah kids. Are they still a big player? I know they offered you back in the day. Where are they in that whole recruiting landscape now?
I wouldn't know so much now, but I've talked to a couple of the guys still in high school right now, and they say that they reach out here and there, and so I would say they're still prominent here in the Utah area.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper. Mitch, you have a question?
Sorry, I was muted. I apologize. Ciali, just to follow up on that, how seriously did you consider Stanford when you were coming out of high school?
Very seriously. It was one of my things that, like, was big for me coming out of high school was education, and they are up there in terms of status with education and everything that they hold with that right there. So it was a big opportunity for me to look at Stanford, and so, but yeah, it was good.
I wanted to ask you too, you know, how do you feel just maybe health wise you're removed from the Liz Frank? Do you just feel like you're back to your former self?
Yes, I definitely think so. I feel like my body's doing good, my body's feeling great, and so just to be able to play without any nagging injuries, it feels amazing.
All right, next question from Jay Catch.
So I assume you watched Stanford take on Hawaii in week zero. Whether they're a hard-running team, kind of back to their roots, and they had Jim Harbaugh at the helm, what do you see from them on tape?
They're a good team. You know, I'm not going to discredit them. They're one heck of a team in their run game. They run hard. Doesn't mean that they can't pass, because they still can, but their run game is probably their biggest strength right now. They have a big O-line. They have a good running back, and so I'm excited to play them on Saturday.
And do you look at these games against, in this case, they're an ACC team, a P4 versus a P4? Do you look at it as anything of putting status for the Big 12 on the line and helping out the conference?
Not so much. I just feel like whoever we play is whoever we play, and just getting after it. At the end of the day, they're just going to line up on their side of the line. I'm going to line up on my side of the line, and we're going to compete for that win.
Any more questions for Ciale?